Voters this year will get the chance once again to decide whether or not they want medical marijuana legal in Florida. And just like 2 years ago when the amendment failed, voters are hearing lots of claims from supporters and critics of the proposal. WSF's Steve Newborn ran a few of those claims by Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida.
2 years ago, an amendment that would have allowed the use of marijuana for medicinal purposes came up just short of the 60% it needed to pass a state referendum. But organizers are back at it again, and voters will take another hit on Amendment 2 on this November's ballot. And some claims are already clouding the airwaves.
Only 3% of so-called patients have cancer or AIDS. Amendment 2 isn't about helping the sick. It's about legalizing pot.
Medical marijuana, the cannabis sativa plant, helped my degenerative disc disease because it allowed me to sleep and alleviated the chronic pain I was feeling. It really changed my life.
To help peer through the haze of those claims, let's talk with Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida. Hey, Josh.
Well, hello, Steve.
All right, now, Josh, United for Care, which is pushing this amendment, wrote in a newspaper op-ed piece that medical-grade marijuana alone will not get that patient high, no matter what level of THC, CBD, or any other compound is found in the plant. And really, Josh, this won't get you high?
We found this one mostly false. And very quickly, I'll give you a little chemistry lesson here. There's a couple of components to marijuana. One is the delta-9-tetrahydrocannabinol, okay? And that is THC. That's the thing that gives you that euphoric feeling. The other part is the CBD cannabidiol. It's one of the 500 compounds in marijuana, but this one is thought to have protective qualities for your brain, your nervous system, and things. High CBD marijuana strains are the ones that are used for, like, in Charlotte's Web. Now, when we asked United for Care what they meant by this, they told us, well, when you look at this word high, these are medical patients. In that case, marijuana, whatever strain, high THC or low THC, they are actually taking medicine under a doctor's supervision here, okay? So this is kind of a semantics question. But, you know, when we really got down to the nitty-gritty of the physiological effects, THC is generally thought to be needed to get CBD to the brain. So THC is always present. We talked to an expert about this one, and he said, well, sure enough, if something has enough THC in it, it is going to make you feel high no matter how you want to word it.
All right, let's stick with medical marijuana here. Our next claim comes from the Vote No on 2 group. They recently mailed out a pamphlet that says, because there's no local option to allow communities to ban, limit, or restrict the location of pot shops, if Amendment 2 passes, you can expect the seedy elements of the pot industry to move right next door to your neighborhood, your church, your business, or even your child's school. Wow, what's up with that one, Josh?
All right, well, we called this one also mostly false. And that's because Vote No on 2 is saying that there's nothing in the amendment that prohibits that. There's nothing in it that says anything about regulations or where these businesses could be located. The United for Care told us they did not want to put any regulations in the state constitution where it is very difficult to change them. That's up to the state health department and the legislature to decide after the fact.
So there's already been a couple of municipalities in the Tampa Bay area in particular that have done this. Pasco has banned any kind of marijuana business at all, and Plant City passed an ordinance to be 500 feet from schools, churches, and such, right? So this is already going on.
Yeah, and this is in part because of the Charlotte's Web law, and there are cultivators being licensed by the state. And what the Plant City ordinance actually says is the federal government has to change the law on marijuana for them to really allow these businesses in. And even then, a medical marijuana dispensary would be limited to about 4 acres in Plant City.
All right, Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida. Looks like you all have a lot of claims to burn through on this, right?
Yes, but we are doing our best to help you get out of the weeds.